Hare Krishna. In the material world, when you work for a company, the company considers those employees to be the best employees who produce some output for the company. Those who show commitment, those who show dedication, hard work. But you will always find the company focuses on the end result. The end result is how many products have you sold, how much profits have you brought for the company. Based on which one is considered as a valuable person or an invaluable person for the company. But Krishna is so kind, he doesn't evaluate the jivas based on this criteria, because he doesn't demand any things from the living entities, he only demands their love. See, why he doesn't demand the things? Because he says everything comes from him only. Aham sarvasya prabhavo. Because everything comes from me, what thing can he give me? So he doesn't expect any big thing from the living entity. But he only expects love. But although Krishna only expects love, we still have to offer him things. Why? For our own development of that love. Like for example, Prabhupada says, in the Vedic times the boy and girl would be married when the girl is 12 years or so. And then they will be separated again. The girl will live with her parents. And at the age of 16 or 17 she will go and again live with the husband. At that time, the parents, with the desire to help her to develop her love or revive her love for the husband, so they will tell her to cook regularly for the husband. On and off he will come to the girl's house and she will cook some food for him. She will do some service for him with the whole idea that the parents want to remind her that this is your husband and this is the person you are supposed to serve. And eventually you will get connected to him. And in fact you will be living with him only, not with us. Eventually. In the same manner, the Vaishnava Sampradaya, the Navida Bhakti is prescribed in the scriptures, that you offer bhoga to Krishna because he is your pati. You know, you every morning you wake up and take darshan, you bow down to him. And like we distribute some books, which is also a thing. We produce some result, and the whole idea of producing any result in this Krishna consciousness movement is an offering of something to Krishna with the desire to revive our love. If that spirit is forgotten, there is no meaning in doing anything in this world. The whole idea of, because things don't matter much if the spirit is forgotten. That's why this t-shirt used to have a slogan, matter doesn't matter, but spirit does. Because the spirit is what that matters. The whole idea of offering anything to Krishna is to revive that love. And the things help in reviving that love. Like the bhoga that we offer, the books that we distribute, the preaching that we do and bring devotees, the ratayatras that we celebrate, the festivals that we celebrate, the yatras that we go for. And Prabhupada says the laborious endeavors that one may take in building temples, all these things we do. Why? The whole idea is we are hoping that gradually by performing these activities, one very important realization will come. What is that? That is explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam says, this is the foundational, fundamental ABC in spiritual life. That we have to realize I am not a part and parcel of matter, I am a part and parcel of spirit, Supreme Spirit. This is what a jiva should realize. This verse says in Bhagavatam, Jaya sammohito jiva atmanam trigunatmakam paropi manute nartam tatkritam cha abhipasyate. This verse says, paraha api manute anartam. Although the jiva is para, transcendental, but manute anartam. He is considering himself to be anartha. What is anartha? Somebody thinks I am part and parcel of Maharashtra. You know, I belong to Maratha family, so you know, I have a lot of strength, one fellow was telling. Because he thinks I am part and parcel of Maratha family, he thinks. And somebody thinks I am part and parcel of Brahmin community. I am a Brahmana, this is Ahankar. Somebody thinks I am part and parcel of engineering community. So in this way, all of us, we have identified with some kind of anartham, dead matter, and identification with that begins our duties in that field. Like that's why he says, paro api manute anartham takrutam chavipat. Yeah, sammohito jeeva. This is called as what jeeva? Sammohito jeeva. Illusion of living entity. You see, because of this. That is why in order to make the samohita jeeva as a conscious, Krishna conscious jeeva, the services are given. And these activities are kept. Because by repeatedly engaging in Krishna conscious activities, gradually the realization will dawn that jeeva Krishna das, jeeva vishwas, korelato arbukana. Jeeva is actually Krishna das. He is not Maya das. He is not any of these anarthas. So, that is actually revival of one's identity. Chanting of the holy names is done for the same purpose. The repeated recitation of the holy names will remind us of our original identity. See what the impersonalists do. They say, I am not this anartha. Neti. And their whole life goes in trying to say what they are not. And the Vaishnava devotee, what he does, he keeps reminding himself, I am Krishna Das. So much so that Vaishnava gurus give everybody a name with an attachment of the name Das. Now only. Although we have actually not become Das. Because we are thinking we are so great and we are doing this, doing that. But still the Vaishnava gurus give the title Das to remind us of our eternal identity. So this is your name Das and you act like Das also. You do these services, you take this name also, you act like, you do this activity. Just like you, if you join army, they give you a uniform and a gun also. You don't know how to hold the gun, we hold upside down. And they say, no, you have to hold like this. The bonnet should be up and the gun should be held like this. So although we are holding gun, we don't have that, we don't have any knowledge of how to use the gun also. So, in this way, the consciousness is revived. There was one, Rasikananda Das in our sampradaya. He was a very great acharya, along with many disciples. Once he was passing by, one Muslim king became envious of him. And the Muslim king was standing on his palace. And hundreds and thousands of people he saw, they were all running in different directions because a wild, mad elephant was coming in the street, dismantling everything, devastating everything. So the king said, make sure that this Rasikananda and his followers, they face this elephant. So either they will be killed by the elephant or let him subdue the elephant. Then I will accept that he is really a powerful acharya. Even the Rasikananda's Prabhu's disciples, they ran in different directions out of fear when saw that huge elephant. But Rasikananda not only went away from the elephant, nor was he just standing, he went towards the elephant. As he went towards the elephant, as he approached it closer and closer, the elephant, after observing Rasikananda, it sat down. It was kneeling down. And there were tears in the eyes of the elephant. And Rasikananda went and took his ears, and inside his ears, he pronounced the mantra. What was it? He told him, you are Krishna Das. Realize your identity. That is your only identity. And he initiated him. He gave him a new name. What name he gave him?
Gopal
Das. The name will be Gopal Das again. Yes, that was it. After that, the elephant got awakened. He became a disciple of Rasikananda after that. He became a devotee completely. His entire madness went away. Similarly, all of us, we can see while we are in this world, there is a mad race after material enjoyment. Like that. Like a maddened elephant. But by hearing the supreme mantra from Guru, this is the greatest Mahavakya. What is it? Jivara Sarupahoy, Krishna Das. Instead of saying neti, 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 we say I'm Krishnadas, Krishnadas, Krishnadas. The original identity. And by chanting the holy name, we are repeatedly reminding ourselves, I am not a part and parcel of material world. I am part and parcel of spiritual world. I am servant of Krishna. I belong to Krishna. And my body, my mind, my words, everything is meant for Krishna. We keep reminding ourselves, please Krishna, uplift me and place me at your lotus feet as one of the millions of atoms. This prayer will surely bear fruit if you do it with sincerity for a continuous period of time, and gradually this will awaken our true identity. Harinam Prabhu ki. Let's offer our humble obeisance. All the Vaishnava devotees of the Lord were just saying to the ocean of my soul, love, compassion for the fallen conditioned souls. Pancha kalpatarubhyascha krupa sindhubhya eva cha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namah anantakoti vaishnava vrindaki vaishnava thakurki.